الحمد لله الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم قل فمن يملك من الله شيئا إن أراد أن يهلك المسيح ابن مريم وأمه ومن في الأرض جميعا ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما يخلق ما يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about the Ahle Kitab and certain things that they were doing, like concealing certain messages that were found in the scriptures, etc., from the people, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them for that. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allah explicitly mentions that those who say that Allah is Masih ibn Maryam, that Allah is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then that person has become an infidel, he is a kafir, he is a disbeliever. So those who say that Allah, He is the Masih, Allah says, لَقَدْ كَفَرْ, He has become a kafir. قُلْ فَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. In this part of the verse, Allah shows us, Allah gives us, Allah asks us, He asks the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, and to reason with them, and show them that how it is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be al-Masih ibn Maryam. So Allah says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the ability and power against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who has the power against Allah if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to destroy al-Masih ibn Maryam, to grant him death, he and his mother and whoever's on this earth? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destines that for them, can anybody come and ward that off from them? So the fact that Maut, when it comes, no person can ward off Maut. This shows that that person cannot be Allah. Because if Al-Masih ibn Maryam was Allah, then he would have definitely, he would have warded off death from coming upon him. But the fact that he could not do so, this means that he is not Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who has control and power over everything. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, وَلِلَّهِ. And if they understand this, then they would believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they would accept uluhiyya, the oneness of Allah. So Allah says, from here we understand, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. That to Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, sovereignty, the dominion, the control of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them. Allah creates whatever He wishes, whatever He wills. To see that miraculous birth of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was born without a father, this does not make him an ilah as such. This is just how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. It's His desire, it's His will. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. And Allah has the power to do whatever He wants to do. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. Then we have the Yahud and Nasara Ahli Kitab saying that we are the Abna, the children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved. What they mean by the Abna, the children? So some Yahud would believe that Uzair, Nabi Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is the son of Allah. In other words, they worshipped him. And some would say that, and some of the Nasara would say that Al-Masih, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the son of Allah. So they would believe, sometimes they would say, he is Allah, he is the son of Allah. So they would say this, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ, and we are His beloved. In other words, they were convinced and sure about the fact that they are the beloved ones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here again to reason with them. And there's a simple and short question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for them. Then when you do sin or when you do certain deeds, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes you on account of those deeds? قُلْ فَلِمَ يُعَذِّبُكُمْ بِذُنُوبِكُمْ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why is it then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why is it that He punishes you when you do deeds, when you commit bad deeds, بِذُنُوبِكُمْ, on account of your sins? بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْ. Rather, the condition is that you are ordinary human beings, Nothing else. You are just human beings. Mimman khalaq, from all those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take you to task for that immediately. And sometimes He will take you to task immediately for the crime and the sin that you do. So Allah says, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And then Allah reiterates the same message again at the last part of this verse, that dominion, control, sovereignty, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. In other words, Allah can rule however He desires and however He wills. وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. And our return, everybody's return, is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point behind that is, Allah will then requite each and every person accordingly for what he did in the dunya, in the world. If he did good, he will get Jannah. And if he did bad, and if he disbelieved, then of course, he will get Jahannam. May Allah protect us.